on, usually was it Monday when your mother would do wash, when she would?
Yeah, Monday was a big wash day, and maybe one of the Mondays and Fridays a big one.
Did she iron the same day? Or?
Well, I found Roger should iron whatever they could. They bleed in on, and those days, boy, they did a lot of iron.
Yes, sir. Did she sweep with what?
Regular broom, I guess.
Or gypsy, the ones they would make?
Oh, they made a few broom, but they wasn't too effective. They made a few of them. We raised what they call broom straw and make some brooms with them, but they're pretty crude. They scrub more than they did use any broom.
With those bricks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that brick and scrub it down.
Yeah. Were there any interesting or different types of houses that were built here? Were most of the houses like your folks, or did you ever see one that have a kitchen off from the house?
I never did. Mm-mm.
Did you ever see those houses that would have, going down the middle of them, they would have halls or breezeways or something like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, when you were a kid coming up here, what sort of things, chores did you have to do for your father?
You tell him about that?
A lot less than what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, we had chickens, hogs, cattle, dogs, and everything had to be fed every day. I mean, that's got to be.
Okay.
Horses, and you just name it, and it had to be where to do it.
Yeah,
we had regular corn shellers and all that. We grind our own corn, grits and stuff, raise our chickens. We raised turkeys, chickens. I'd say we had anywhere from 100 to 300-400 head of chicken all the time. Sometimes turkeys. Every few years we raise a turkey. And we keep anywhere from 15 hogs to 100 hogs. Then we had anywhere from...
Now I know why your daddy made so much.
From 50 to 200 head of cattle. You know, we range depending on how they were selling or what. We kill our own, everything, butchered our own whole. Oh, yeah.
Was there a place where you would keep your milk or something before you, do you remember
the
refrigeration?
Yeah, we keep the milk in the well. We had old hand well, old deep third well back there. We did. We put the milk in jars and put it out there. You got ready for it, it was cool. You go out there and get it in, but you had to make sure it didn't leak. We always screwed them on tight, put some good tops on them. And if you was in doubt, we didn't stick the bottle all the way down. We'd hang it with a rope, you see, down in the well. And go out there and get the jar and you know, milk out of the well and bring it to the table. It kept good. It was good and cool. We had a well, I guess it must have been about 14 or 16 feet deep.
You didn't have to dig a big hole, did you?
No. Not at that time.
You always had plenty of
them. Well, but then when we dug our other well, that's 180 foot. Well, the regular well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place where you would milk a room, say, off the barn or a building? You might?
Yeah, we had a shed out there inside of milk the Solomon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How you take, like, my mother milked. She used to do all the milking. See, the women folks did all the jobs, and we did in the yard. When I wasn't milking, she was milking. And we'd give milk to everybody in the community. Either give it or sell it. Once in a while, we'd sell some to ones that could afford it, like different people in the oil fields pay maybe a nickel a quart or something like that for a dime a quart.
Money was...
And we'd give them clabber and all those children and all that. I mean, the colored people and all that, we'd give them.